Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Well, welcome to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. We are here back live in the studio this Sunday. We are getting ready to head on the road for a little bit of while for a couple of trips, so you will miss us here in the studio. If you happen to be listening, you can hop over to Facebook and watch us live here in the studio today. We take questions live from the audience, so if any questions come up, something we don't even cover that you're interested in hearing, you can hop on over onto Facebook and give us those questions, and we'll do the best to answer them. That's all I can promise. With that, the last couple of shows where we've had some pretty good string of questions coming in, we've actually gone long. So we will actually stay here past the end of the broadcast to answer all the questions that you submit. So don't be shy. Feel free to hop on over. So today we have a guest in the studio, virtually in the studio. This is somebody that I've known for quite some time. They've been a longtime listener to the show, and has been one very supportive of, you know, giving me the feedback, et cetera, on the show, but also as an innovator himself. So I want to welcome today's guest, which is John Osborne. John is has two key roles. One is as the chairman of the board for the Zigbee Alliance, but he's also the general manager for R&D over at Kroger's. So if you've got my book, Beyond the Obvious, you can go find the chapter. John's in it. He actually was gracious enough to do an interview for the book where we talked about the challenges of taking innovation processes and implementing them. But that is not the topic for today's show. We're not going to get into the Kroger thing is well documented. Pick up the book. You can read it in the book. But today, we're going to talk specifically around John's role as chairman of the Zigbee Alliance and what that really means from the standpoint of how do you innovate in those kinds of structures. So first off, hey, John, thanks for taking the time out of your Sunday and joining us today.
Great to be here, Phil, and hello to everyone out there on Facebook Live and on the radio.
So, John, I was trying to remember back when you and I met the first time. You reached out to me from the show, but it's got to be like, what, 2009, 2008, something like that?
It's been quite a while.
Yeah.
You started your Killer Innovations podcast well before I found you, and we had a gentleman come in from FedEx who ended up starting the R&D team at Kroger, and he brought kind of introduced me to you, your podcasts, and the more and more I got into them, I had an hour drive to and from work every day. It filled up that drive time, and it was a good experience. I reached out to you, noticed that you had some family in town, and we kind of put you together with some of the other Kroger folks. I think we did a meet and greet with P&G folks as well. And ever since then, I think I've been kind of lurking in the corners and stalking you, as it were.
Yeah, in fact, it was a I did a little workshop that was a combination of the Kroger team and the Procter & Gamble team. And then I was back in, I had my grandmother lived in Norwood, a little town there, actually inside of the city. So every time I was back, you and I would try to match up. But then one time you actually invited me to come out to kind of your, where you're doing, working on the innovation work, the first stores you were doing, you were putting the Zigbee wireless technologies into. And I'll never forget this, right? You know, I go do a lot of visits, right? So we're making these arrangements. I said, well, give me the address of where your, this innovation center at, is at. And he goes, oh, no, I can't do that. I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, no. I'll meet you at this Kroger store at the Starbucks counter. Really? So we got this little, like, 007 stealth thing going. So I ended up meeting John at the Starbucks counter at the Kroger store, and then got directed to where the innovation space was for Kroger Foods. I'll never forget that. That's one of those one of the more unique ways of meeting with innovation teams. So let's take a step back. I'm guessing probably a lion's share of the listeners have no clue what Zigbee is. So give us the fundamental basic definition of what is Zigbee.
Sure. So, you know, Zigbee for me, that I try to explain to folks, is kind of that wireless communication between machines. Everyone understands for the most part what Wi-Fi is. It's the internet to you, and it's high bandwidth, it's movies, it's emails, it's FaceTime, whatever. And then there's always the Bluetooth, which, you know, I deem the body area network. It's keyboards and earpieces and things of that nature. And then there's Zigbee, and we've been around since 2002, connecting devices. It's, you know, it's a 250K pipe that allows you to build a mesh network, allows these sensors to talk to each other, and ultimately, I would say we were the original kind of Internet of Things, as it were. And since we've kind of gone through the evolution of things, I would say we're probably the premier Internet of Things for devices. So that's kind of the quick and dirty high level.
And how long has Zigbee been out there?
Been around since 2002.
2002.
We've had, I think today we're close to or around the 400 member mark. So we've got companies who are members of the organization. We're a nonprofit, a standards development organization. We've got companies from, you know, Europe, North America, and we have a lot of growth in Asia, China, especially. So we're seeing consolidation of the industry. We're seeing consolidation of devices and stacks. So we've been kind of focusing on that with a new goal of how do we ultimately provide that connectivity for everything, instead of you as a consumer going to a store and looking for, you know, a home automation system, a security system, and trying to figure out, do they all work together? Do they plug and play together? And we heard that from the market many, many years ago, and we've been really working hard to make that interoperable message come true. So we've announced a lot of things here recently. You were at CES, you saw a few of the things as well, and we're still getting quite a bit of press on the rebranding of Zigbee, which is .. And we had some demonstrations of the technology working with Thread, another organization that has kind of a IP stack for sensors, using our application layer. So we're really starting to see kind of the Internet of Things starting to come together. It is going to be interoperable, and hopefully this is what will kind of solve the problems for commercial and smart homes.
So in the case of like Zigbee Alliance, you've got 400 members. Is all of the technology development handled as is it community contributed? Is it open source? I mean, you know, can you say your stacks? Who's actually building those stacks for the members' use?
So it's definitely not open source. You have to be a member, and each company can contribute resources, whether it's mostly people, time, and money. And I call them fremenies. We all sit in a room together. We decide what needs to be done, what the market's looking for, and, you know, we'll go through months of iterations to create a specification. And then the teams can go back to their organizations. They can code against that specification. They take it to one of our four test houses for certification around the world, And they go out in the market and compete for the business that way. So they start out all with a common goal. You know, they all want to solve a particular problem. And when they do get out into the market, that's where they will compete for, you know, our business as consumers.
So in this case, it's not open source, but it is code contributed, but you got to be a member of the community to take advantage of that stack that gets created by the community.
Yeah. If you're a member, you get a chance to come in and create.
Right.
If you're one of the, like an adopter level, you can pull the information down and take advantage of that a little bit earlier before the spec is released out into the public.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you can't download the specs if you're not a member, but you're not able to get the latest and greatest. You can't contribute. You can't, you know, really put your thoughts and ideas into what you think should be out there.
Yeah, and this is an interesting, right? Because now, you know, you're a Kroger now. I was at HP, but we were both very involved in different standards. You know, you're involved in Zigbee still. You know, at HP, I managed the industry standards organization. It reported to me, and we were 135 standard bodies that Hewlett-Packard was part of. And innovating inside those groups, and now I'm a CEO at one of these kind of groups, right, in the form of Cable Labs. Innovating in a consensus environment where you've got these multiple members is completely different than innovating inside of a large organization, and completely different from innovating in a small organization. So when we come back, we're going to take this quick commercial break. I want to pick up that part of the conversation about innovating in these consensus-driven kinds of cultures. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick up our conversation with John Osborne, chairman of the Zigbee Alliance. So you don't want to go anywhere. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. You're listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network. Carpenters have their hammers and saws. Chefs have their outfitted kitchens. And musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Rwanda is a shining example of how the global community can come together and rebuild a country after a devastating genocide. But there is still more that needs to be done. In the rural villages, students are crowded into schools with no electricity, no running water, no internet access, and limited sanitation. Will these kids be ready to continue the rebuilding of Rwanda, or will they be dependent upon others? Through education and employment, boys and girls have an equally promising future that can transform their struggling communities. For $20 a month, a child can be educated and a community strengthened. By supporting Pioneer Education Africa, a 501c3 charity, you partner with others to provide education that will prepare a generation to take on the task of self-reliance. 100% of the proceeds received go directly to the education of the children. Visit pioneereducationafrica.com to find out more.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. We are here in the studio. We are taking your questions live via Facebook Live, so hop on over and ask your questions. In this segment, I wanted to delve into the challenges of leading organizations that are these industry group, these industry R&D activities. You know, John is the chair at the Zigbee Alliance, which has 400 members. I'm the CEO at an organization called Cable Labs, which is the R&D and innovation lab funded by the global cable industry. So think of us as kind of the Bell Labs for cable. And I have a little bit of a different challenge in my role because I'm funded by 57 cable operators from around the world. But in John's case, you know, trying to meet the needs and trying to get consensus and agreement on specifications and technologies and interoperability and all those kinds of things. So, John, what are your thoughts on some of the challenges when you think about trying to drive innovation in consensus-driven organizations or associations like Zigbee?
It's a good question. It's a wonderful experience when you really get into it, because what we have is a leadership team today. We are spread all over the globe. You know, so you think about sitting in a boardroom and having these conversations, and really we do it, you know, via phone call, video links, things of that nature. And we have a very balanced organization, I would say. We've got silicon providers, we have product developers, we have end consumer devices, you know, whether it's a retailer like Kroger or Legrand or Schneider, who's selling actual product to a commercial or smart home business. The opportunity to get everybody on the phone at the same time, you know, in China it's midnight, and you know, it can be middle of the afternoon in Europe, and it can be midday here in the U.S. of whichever side of the country you're on, and then trying to make sure that everyone understands what the goals are. We listen to everybody, and there, you know, there's cultural, there's language, there's time zones to deal with, and ultimately we will sit down for a couple of days each year at a retreat. We lay out what we think is important for us over the next several years, and we try to create a roadmap that we stick to, not be reactive, but have a clear path forward. And then we'll get together once a month, and we'll continue the conversation via web. And we get together three times a year at member meetings, and we actually will have our members come in, and we'll interact with them. We'll listen to what they're doing. You know, but they always have access to us anyway. So we boil it down like any big business. You know, what is it that you're trying to accomplish? What is it that's going to keep you alive? What is the market looking for? And how do we get there? And, you know, we have had some really good conversations and been able to pick what the priority is, and we move forward. And that's how we got to the consolidation efforts from the different silos within Zigbee. We had
That's what I was going to jump into, because you kind of led this effort to kind of bring and consolidate all the different activities, because Zigbee in the early days kind of had this, you know, the way they operated, they kind of had these different threads. And what you've done now is you've actually consolidated them down into the Zigbee 3.0 work, correct?
Correct. Yeah, we started, and this was kind of market-driven, I guess, as it were. You know, the commercial wanted commercial a building specification, smart homes, you know, was a different one. Health was different. Smart energy was very different and had a lot more security around it. Remote controls was different. And, you know, the market was changing. People said, I want this stuff to work together. We started planning this several years ago. And we were able to get, one, the promoters, the board members and companies behind this. And we got the participants, the ones that actually write the specs and write the software and actually make the work happen, got behind it. And it was, you know, 18 months from beginning to end to actually do that major consolidation. And then once we realized that it was working really well and we had Thread come in and say, can we work together? We said, absolutely. We created .dot, which is now able to be taken over really any application. Think about pulling all of this together under Wi-Fi, under Bluetooth, under whatever other technology might be out there. And that, in my opinion, is what the market's demanding. And I think we've gone a long way in solving that problem. And we did it very quickly.
So talk a little bit, because you know, I have a little bit of background on the Zigbee, you know, 3.0. You and I talked at CES, which is what kind of got us connected, and I wanted you to come on the show on this thing called .dot. Let me see if I explain it correctly, and then you can jump in and see if I got it wrong. .dot is basically a platform that actually allows the device application layer guys to talk across the whole wide range. They only have to write to once, and they have the ability to interoperate across a number of other systems, Zigbee being one of those. Did I get that right? Okay.
Spot on.
Okay. And that's really, when you look at just the sheer number of Internet of Things devices, you know, whether it's your home security system or baby cameras, which is a big thing in my house right now with 5 grandkids. My wife wants to watch the grandkids no matter where they are in the country. Digital locks, all the thermostats, all the things. And I think you're right. I think the marketplace is saying, these kinds of innovations, these kinds of technologies, we need a radical simplification. It's just, historically, it's just been too hard for consumers to go into a Home Depot or a Best Buy or whatever and figure out to bring that device home and how do I make it all work, you know, in the home. So is .dot going to be the platform then that you think is going to solve that for the marketplace?
I think so, yes. Yeah, obviously, that's my opinion. There's other organizations out there that, you know, are trying to solve the problem. They've been out there for a while. And this may force some consolidation out there in the industry. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, but it will cause a little consternation, I think, as we go through this process. But, you know, Zigbee's been around for a long time. We're a very experienced, mature organization. Mm-hmm. We've got the backing of some very big global companies. And this is what the market wants, and we've listened, and we're going to make that happen.
Right. And John was nice enough to host me at the Zigbee Alliance booth at CES this year, so I got to see some of the new kinds of devices that are, you know, pretty interesting from the standpoint of how they move and how they operate. There's one that was actually a light switch that didn't require electricity or battery, which I just thought was absolutely mind-blowing. We'll talk about that after. I'm going to leave that as a teaser. We'll pick that up after we get back from this quick commercial break. But I think there's so much work in this new buzzword of Internet of Things, and some of us in different groups or associations have been operating in this space for quite some time. It just now has a buzzworthy name to it now, and it's getting a lot of traction. But when we come back from this quick commercial break, we're going to dig into a little bit more about, you know, we're not going to geek out on Zigbee per se, but really, what's the impact in people's lives? What are the kinds of things this enables, you know, people to do? And then what the future holds for Zigbee and Internet of Things. So stay right there. We're going to be right back after this quick commercial break, and you're listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. We are continuing our conversation with John Osborne. John is the chairman of the board of the Zigbee Alliance, which is an industry association, industry standards body around the Zigbee technology, which is the wireless interface protocols stack that allow multiple Zigbee devices to talk to each other and do things that you probably don't even know are Zigbee out there, given how long it's been around. So John, in this case, why don't you talk us through a couple of the applications where Zigbee's been applied out there, and how that's being used. I know light bulbs is one area, but I know it's also applied to a lot of different areas.
All right, so the one that everyone seems to have in their house is the Philips Hue bulb. So if you go to look at the box, you'll see the red Z on it. And as you said, we have the full stack. It's the radio all the way up to the application layer. We have test houses, and we certify the product. And once it's certified, you can be assured that it will work together. We also have a big footprint in the smart energy space. So if you have a smart meter in your house, chances are it's a Zigbee product. If you have a set-top box, Comcast is probably one of the most well-known ones in the house that is, you know, carrying Zigbee in it, your remote control, Zigbee. Lights all over the place, that's usually the anchor into the smart home or in the commercial building. And we've got a pretty big footprint in the commercial side and commercial building side as well. And you'll see a lot more presence there, as we have had a lot of presence in the smart home. So we're there, and you're probably touching something Zigbee every day.
Yeah, I think that's the thing that's interesting, right? People don't know. It's kind of like the Intel inside without the Intel logo. When you think about Zigbee. It's the same thing at Cable Labs. I always like the quote is 50% of U.S. homes have at least one Cable Labs technology in the home, but nobody knows who the heck we are, which actually is not a bad thing. but where does it go from here? You know, you announced .dot at CES. You know, you guys have been around for a long time. The whole IoT thing is heating up. You know, pull out your crystal ball. What does the future look like over the next couple of years? What do you think's interesting, exciting, things that, you know, people may be interested in?
Right. So for me, there's three things. The commercial building side of the industry is an area of focus. So we can do for the commercial building what we have done for the smart home. And this has always traditionally been a walled garden, proprietary systems. The vendors like to keep you kind of locked into their solution. So now we can give the companies more choice, and hopefully that will help kind of lower their cost and give them more flexibility in what they choose. .dot for us is something that will start picking up phones and calling folks and saying, can you want to be part of this process? Because ultimately, the more people we get on board, the bigger the island gets, the smaller the island for everyone else gets. And, you know, third for me is the kind of the energy harvesting, green power aspect. This is what you saw at CES, and we partnered or liaisoned with an organization over a year ago called Inocean, and they had the energy harvesting technology, and we have been working with them, some of their member companies joining Zigbee and working towards we call green power as a specification. And whether it's your home or a commercial building, your device can be battery-less. So you think about how you do renovations in the future, how you do new builds. You simply just take that device, stick it on the wall, commission it to your network, and you can control your lights. No more batteries, No more wires.
So John, explain energy harvesting. You know, the fact that there's no wire going to it, there's no battery that you got to worry about, you know, taking something apart and putting the battery in. Give a layman's description of what energy harvesting really is.
So it takes there's a device in here that came from, you know, InOcean. They created, invented it, which is pretty cool stuff. It takes the kinetic energy of you doing something. If you're flipping a switch on or off, it is just enough power to wake the system up, connect to the network, send the message, and go back to sleep. First time I saw it was at CES behind a closed door about 2 years ago. It was a French company brought in their dimmer switch for a light bulb. They brought in a device from Legrand over in France and a Philips light bulb. Three devices all talking together, and I just kept turning the dial left and right, and the light bulb kept going up and down. And I said, "This, there's something here for this. This is big." And you think about commercial buildings and hotels that have devices everywhere. There's one in Las Vegas. They deployed Zigbee first. They replaced a lot of the systems with the Zigbee infrastructure, and now they can go ultimately towards green power. But they told us they saved something like 50,000 batteries a year by kind of changing the technology out. And as we can get them into a green power batteryless solution, imagine what that will do for the industry, both home and commercial.
Well, and I get the battery thing, but what was really kind of the spark for me when I saw the demonstration at CES was the fact is one of the challenges, if you want to put a device or something, you know, in part of your house where you just don't have the wiring, you don't have the ability to reach to it, right? You want, you know, all your light switches are there, but you wish your light switches were there. In this case, the demonstration that you showed, I could peel it off, stick it on the wall right where I want it, and control the light bulb there. And I don't have to call that electrician in order to run wiring and tear up my ceilings and all that kind of stuff.
Yep. And I saw this really from a production perspective back in October in Hong Kong. We had three big companies sit on stage, and we all looked for the wiring to make sure there was nothing hidden like a magic trick.
There's the skeptic in you. You know, is there something behind here that we can't see?
Yeah, it was a great group. They're wonderful folks from all over the globe, which is it makes it that much more fun to watch and participate in. And you know, they even had temperature sensors that didn't have batteries, and that just blew me away. Just to see how this is progressing and how the team is pushing it forward, it makes me really proud to be part of the organization and ultimately what, you know, we can do with this in the next coming years.
Yeah, I mean, it's just it is mind blowing from that standpoint of. You know, now, you know, today, if someone wants to come in and automate an office or automate a home, it's a big deal to come in and figure out where the wiring is and where you're going to install it and all the modifications into a home or facility. And I think it's been one of the things, other than, you know, things that can easily plug into a wall and go to, connect to some kind of a network in the home. You know, even like I was joking before about my grandkids. You know, my one set of grandkids at that time were living in Virginia, and my daughter wanted a baby camera just to watch the crib. You know, every stinking outlet in the nursery was in the wrong position, right? It just reinforces the fact that if IoT, home automation, smart devices, intelligent devices coming into the home, the ability to do that without disrupting the home, I think is going to take down one of the big barriers for adoptions of these kinds of technologies.
And I think it's going to be required as what I call the gray wave hits, and we all want to age in place. And it's from your grandkids to, you know, monitoring them to monitoring our parents. And you let them stay in their home, but you can sensorize things. And the system can then actually remind them, you know, this is what you need to do. It can alert you even when you're nowhere near them. If something has or hasn't happened, you know, mom or dad hasn't gotten out of bed today.
Yep.
You know, you might want to give them a phone call. So we can, you know, change the world for the good from that perspective.
Yeah, that's a good point, right? Because, you know, trying to get someone who's aging to get them to leave a house that they've been in for 10, 20, 30. And in the case of my grandmother in Cincinnati, it was 60. She lived in the same house for 60 years. You weren't moving her from that house. So hey, John, I just want to thank you for taking the time out of your Sunday to come spend the time with us here at Killer Innovations. Really do appreciate it. We're going to have all the show notes along with all of John's contact information, you know, over at over on the show notes. You just hop over to killerinnovations.com. We'll have all that information, and we'll link it out to both John personally, but also to the Zigbee Alliance, so that you can check it out. And if you're in the store and you're looking for home automation devices, you can see, what is it? It's a red Z, right? Isn't it what the branding logo is? So look in the box, find the red Z. That tells you that, you know, you're interoperable with all the other Zigbee devices that you may not even know you already have in your home. So stay right there. We're going to be right back. When we come back, we're going to talk about a quick update on what's going on here at Killer Innovations, and also the contest, where we're at with that. And coming up, talking about season 13 of the show, we'll start here in March. So stay right there. We're going to be right back. And you're listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network.
Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Autism. One out of every 68 children in America are impacted across every race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic group. If you aren't directly affected, someone you know is. Today's world doesn't support those on the autism spectrum. It needs hacking for us to truly welcome those who think and create differently than ourselves. We're Hacking Autism, a nonprofit charity with a mission to hack therapy, technologies, and career opportunities that improve the personal and professional lives of people on the autism spectrum. We believe that everyone can play a role in supporting those on the autism spectrum so that they can show their unique talents and abilities in this fast-paced world. You aren't powerless in this fight. Use your gifts and talents to make a positive impact. Join us in making a difference. Go to hackingautism.org to learn more.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know
follow the rules can stop the pain and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. Before we get started in this segment, I want to take just a moment and thank our sponsor today. Today's sponsor, and the sponsor for our show, and it has been for the last couple months, is Zoom. Now, Zoom is a video collaboration technology. We've been using it for over a year. And let me tell you, it is stellar. The video quality, the audio quality, the collaboration, screen sharing is just second to none. And so from that standpoint, as I've said, and you've heard me tape before in the past, you know, Zoom is the first video collaboration technology that I've ever used that just flat out doesn't suck. You know, I've tried them all. I've all just been, you know, some of them are just horrendous from, you know, way back. Zoom is just crushes it. And it's actually quite funny. If you're in Silicon Valley and you're driving up 101, you actually see on their billboard right on 101 that says video that doesn't suck is actually their billboard promo sign. Eric Yoon and the team over there, I've known them for quite some time. And they've put together one, just a great technology. You really do need to try it out. So hop on over to killerinnovations.com/Zoom, get a free account. That free account will allow you to have up to 50 people on any one of your calls. So you can try it out, use it with up to 50 people, see how it works. And let me tell you, once you try it, you're going to switch. 100% of our team are now using it worldwide. It's just transformed. I'm in it literally every day. So in this segment, what I want to talk a little bit about was what's going on here at Killinnovations. March 5th will be the start of season 13. Can't believe it. We started March 5th in 2005. I was sitting in a Marriott resort in Arizona in the bathroom because it had the best echo sound for the microphone, and recorded the first show. And I thought I was going to do it just as a quick little experiment, basically as a way to address a question that I had with my early mentor, Bob Davis, who actually lives in Arizona now. And that is he put a lot of time into my career. And my question to him was, how do I pay it back? And he laughed because you can't pay it back. You got to pay it forward. You got to find a way to invest in others. Now, I do coaching and mentoring and those kinds of things for individuals. I do a lot of work with college students and interns. But, you know, the scope and my reach would be limited by whoever lived near me or could get onto my calendar and those kinds of things. So in this case, one of the things that I thought of was, why not try this new thing called podcasting and extend the reach. Reach it out to more people to see if people would respond to me kind of, you know, sharing my frustrations and lessons learned and all those kinds of things from from being in the innovation game. You know, leading teams that take ideas and transform those into real products, real services, real things that ultimately have an impact both on the customers' lives, but also on the organization that I was that I'd be working for. And so it started off as this little bitty little, you know, experiment in a bathroom at a Marriott hotel, has now blossomed into starting season 13 with now a nationally syndicated radio show. We are now on, we live stream. We're just wrapping up construction on a full multi-camera 4K studio, broadcast studio here. We have a lot of new things that'll be coming in in this year. Not too far off, probably maybe another month or two. Some new content, new materials that we're going to be making it available. Yes, book number two is first draft is done, so we've got that going on also. So to celebrate the fact that we're getting ready to start season 13, is we came up with this, you know, crazy idea around a contest, where you get to share the innovations that you're most excited about and most interested in. If you've been a longtime listener, you've been listening to me rant on things I like, things I don't like, my CES, you know, summaries, you know, those kinds of things. But here's your chance to share with me, but also the overall global listeners of this show, is to share what innovation you're most interested in. So all you need to do is go over and like us on whatever social media platform, you know, you're looking to share on, whether that's Instagram or Pinterest or Flipboard or Twitter or Facebook, LinkedIn, wherever it is you normally post. Go over there, like us, and then share the innovations that you're most interested in, most excited about. And then just mark it with a hashtag #KillerInnovation. Don't put the S in, because too many variables for me to try to keep track of everybody who's posting. So share what it is, that innovation that you are absolutely just most excited about, the thing that just is rocking your world, things that you think are going to transform your lives, you know, in the future. And so here's your chance. Just go over there, you know, like it, so that way I can see it in my timelines on whatever social media platform it is, and then use the hashtag #KillerInnovation. And what we're going to do is on the March 5th show, we are going to announce a winner. That winner gets to take over the show. So you can come here to Colorado. You can sit here at the table with me. You can drive the show. You can ask me questions. We can have a conversation. Whatever it is you want to talk about. Start with, shouldn't say anything. It's got to be within the context of innovation, creativity, and design. Right? That's the theme of the show. It's been the theme of the show since the beginning. But here's your chance. If you've got a startup, you've got that really, you know, little idea bouncing around in your head, you want to do a launch where you want to announce something on the show, whatever it is you want to do, here's your chance to have the ability to be in front of a national audience, both in front of the listeners of 35 radio stations, but also the global listener base for the podcast. And the podcast has been on a real tear here lately. We've doubled the total downloads in the last 6 months. So 6 months ago to now, we've doubled the number of listeners. So we greatly appreciate this. The show would not exist without you, the listeners. So that's really the big activity we got going on between now and March, but stay tuned. We've got some new interesting content coming up here in the next couple of months, but right now we're all focused on season 13. So stay right, we're gonna actually wrap up the show at this point. Now I'm all confused. We're gonna wrap this up. I'm going to thank you for taking the time listening to this Sunday. Don't let anybody's get you down. You're listening to Kill Innovations, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
The The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.